Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Here comes some better health care. Hi, Dr. Copen. How are you?
I'm relentless, John. I'm relentless. How are you today?
I think you got to be when there's a pandemic. You got to be relentless. Although, do you still think about it in terms of in the pandemic, or is that in the rearview mirror now?
Yeah, I think we're on our way down from the pandemic. Look, we're all living our lives, even though we know that the virus is still there. I don't think there's any question that the worst is behind us. You know, and that's obviously a wonderful thing. I was talking to somebody today, John, and we were just marveling at how long ago March of 2020 is, right? I mean, it's 3.5 years ago. It's incredible. And, you know, we're still dealing with this. We're talking about vaccines. There are lots of people out there wearing masks, which is totally appropriate for them. But we're 3.5 years into this situation. It's extraordinary.
I'm seeing more masks again. I'm seeing a little uptick in masks.
Yeah, me too. And I think it's fine. I think for folks that want to wear masks, please. And if you're somebody, if you're older and you want to wear a mask, or you have some medical issue that tells you you really should be wearing a mask, please consider getting an N95, one of these respirator masks that would really give you the most protection. So for somebody who's absolutely trying to avoid the virus, an N95 is way better than wearing a surgical mask.
I had COVID before, like everybody else, it seems, and for me, it wasn't terrible. So I'm of a mind that, all right, if I get it again, I've been there, I've done that, I can do it again. Is it possible, though, that I would get a much worse version? Like I might lose my taste and smell, or I might be laid up for weeks? Is past performance any indication of future symptoms?
Yeah, it's a great question. Probably not. The good news is the vast majority of people who've been getting infected with the COVID variants that are out there right now are not getting the old symptoms, the loss of smell and taste. We're not seeing people get it really sick like they have in the past, and that probably has a lot to do with the immunity that people have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I wonder, we have experienced this.
I wonder how many of us are walking around with the dang thing right now. I mean, I may be COVID positive right now, for all I know. Right. I mean, a lot of us were asymptomatically before.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. I mean, I believe that there are people that just have little to no symptoms, but they have COVID. And by the way, that's how so many of the respiratory virus infections that we all live with every day, you know, and I'm thinking about before COVID, you know, just the regular colds, so many of those would be transmitted from one person to another by somebody who really was not even symptomatic or barely symptomatic and was out living his or her life.
Or there was that guy who comes to the office and he's sick as a dog, but by God, he's not going to stay home from work. He's one of those guys. And you're like, dude, go home. And I hope that we've come to that that place, right, where at least we all now know to be considerate of our fellow human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about before COVID, right, the person who show up to work with the red nose and they're blowing their nose and they have a fever and they're coughing. It's like, what are you doing? Go home.
Well, because there was something heroic about that.
We have heightened appreciation, don't we now?
Yeah, I would hope so. Okay. So it seems like we talk about this every week, but we can do it in short order today. The COVID shot, the flu shot, the RSV shot. What are the rules starting now for our listeners?
Yeah, so let's start with the flu shot because we're all well versed in that. Really, everybody should get the flu shot, no matter who you are, no matter how healthy you are, how young you are, and we're all used to it. Get the flu shot. It's safe. It's out there. There's plenty of them. Don't put it off. If you're older, if you have medical problems, you absolutely have to get it. You do not want to get influenza. There's nothing benign or easy about getting the flu. Get the flu shot. COVID vaccines. Let's start with people over, let's say, age 60, 65, chronic medical problems, get the COVID shot. This is not a booster. It is a newer version of the vaccine. In that way, it's very similar to the annual influenza vaccine that we get. Every year when we get our flu shots, that's not a booster flu shot. That's a new flu shot designed against flu viruses that are around. So now it's the same thing with the COVID vaccine. This is directed against this XBB variant that we're still living with. It's not the same vaccine that we got in the past, so it's not a booster. New vaccine, I would recommend that pretty much everybody get this. That's what CDC and FDA said. I think they're right. I know there are people out there, particularly younger folks, that might say, I'm not enthusiastic about getting it. If you're younger, you're healthy, it's probably okay, though I would still recommend it. Those of us who are a bit older, those of us that have medical problems, get the COVID shot. You can do your COVID shot together with your flu shot. That will work. You can get them at the same time, so you don't have to go back a second time. If you're the kind of person, though, who doesn't want to get two shots at the same time, that's all right. As long as you know you can rely upon yourself to go back the second time to get either the flu shot or the COVID shot.
Same arm, doctor?
No, get them in separate arms.
And then on to the RSV. What do you say about that?
Yeah, so RSV is new. We don't have a lot of experience with it yet. It's not recommended for everybody. This is something really for our older folks and for our youngest folks. So the pediatricians and those providers who take care of kids, they'll be having discussions with parents about the littlest ones. And then for those of us that are the 65 and older group, the recommendation is that people should get the RSV vaccine. I do recommend, though, that people speak to their own providers, their physician, or whoever it is that takes care of them, to have the conversation, because this is a new vaccine. We're only starting to give it now to a large number of people for the first time. So I think it's worth having a conversation with whomever you trust for your health care, just to understand what's going on and what we call shared decision making. Just be informed about this new vaccine. But I think most people over the age of 65 should be getting it.
What about this, doctor? It says here you won't lose weight on Ozempic forever. Can you just tell us what the latest thinking is about using that drug for weight loss?
Now that we're getting more and more experience with Ozempic and its sibling drug Wegovy, we are discovering, and this should not be a surprise, that there actually is a limit to the amount of weight people lose while they're using this medication. And on one hand, John, that's actually a good thing, right? Can you imagine if there was no limit to the amount of weight people could lose?
I mean, I'd never eat again. Which is what it does, right?
We'd have people in really a bad place.
It makes you feel full, right? It gives you the sensation. Or in fact, does it not, in fact, create a situation where your stomach digests the food more slowly? In fact, you do have food in your system longer, right?
Well, you have food in your stomach longer.
Yeah.
One of the ways that we get a feedback loop to our brain to stop eating is when our stomachs get full. There really is something to that. Hey, you say to your kid, right? Your stomach is full. That's enough, right?
Yeah.
That really does work. So one of the things that drugs like Ozempic does is it mimics a natural hormone that decreases what we call gastric emptying. So that's the time it takes for the stomach to empty itself. So as long as there's food in the stomach, we don't have the sense that we are hungry. And that can be very, very helpful to people who are overweight, right? If they don't feel hungry, they're not going to eat. So that's one of the things that the medication does.
Is there outside of that? That is, but at some point it says, okay, you've lost 20% of your body weight or 15% of your body weight. A 200-pound person's down 30 pounds, 40 pounds, and then it sort of levels off. That's a good thing, maybe. Do we stay at that weight then, or do people see it creeping back up even as they continue to use the drug?
And so it seems that while people stay on the drug, they're staying at that weight. So let's use your example, because 15% of body weight seems to be what most people are experiencing. So you're 200 pounds, you lose 20%, you're now down to 170, and people stay there. A lot of people can be pretty frustrated because they want to lose more weight. That's not happening in most people, and it has to do with the complexity of the way that human weight is controlled by our bodies. There's not just one mechanism, John. There are many different mechanisms, some that we don't really understand all that well. So those mechanisms kick in, and it's like the body has now found a new steady state, in our case, of 170 pounds.
Doesn't mean, though, that other traditional means of losing weight, diet and exercise, blah, 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 but that could, I presume, account for still more weight loss, right?
Yeah, that would be the hope, right? And people who are using medications like Ozempic and Wegovy, we hope that they are doing that. They're improving their diet. They're getting more physical activity. The things that we know help most people to lose weight and keep weight off. So hopefully that's what folks will be doing. What we're watching for, Jen, right now, is because there's so many people using this medication, is it true that when people stop the medication, they're going to put the weight back on? That's been the experience we've had up until now. But because there's so many more people who are taking these medications than have been in the recent past, we're going to learn a lot more about it. It seems today our best understanding is when people stop the medication, they go back to how they were before they used the medication.
Hey.
And we would hope that people, by using other measures, many of those folks through better diet, exercise, would be able to keep most of the weight off. Time will tell. We're living through an experiment right now.
I got to go, doctor, but do you know, is there a generic version of that in the pipeline? Because obviously this is expensive. Do we know much about that?
Yeah, it's going to be a number of years, John, before the patent runs out on those medications.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern. Let's talk next Tuesday, sir.
Looking forward to it. Everybody take good care. Bye-bye.
What a nice attitude. What good information from Dr. Copen.